The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus departed from there and came to his native place, accompanied by his disciples. When the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astonished. They said, "Where did this man get all this? What kind of wisdom has been given him? What mighty deeds are wrought by his hands? Is he not the carpenter, the son of Mary, and the brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor, except in his native place, and among his own kin and in his own house." So he was not able to perform any mighty deeds there, apart from curing a few sick people by laying his hands on them. He was amazed at their lack of faith. The Gospel of the Lord.
My dear friends in Jesus Christ, there was a church where the preacher and the song leader were not getting along. This began to spill over into worship service. One week, the preacher preached on commitment and how we should dedicate ourselves to service. The song leader then led the song, "I Shall Not Be Moved." The next Sunday, the preacher preached on giving and how we should gladly give to the work of the Lord. The leader led the song, "Jesus Paid It All." The next Sunday, the preacher preached on gossiping and how we should watch our tongue. The song leader then led the song, "I Love to Tell the Story." The preacher became very disgusted over the situation. And the next Sunday, he told the congregation he was considering resigning. The song leader led the song, "Oh, Why Not Tonight?" As it came to pass, the preacher resigned, and the next week informed the church that it was Jesus that led him there, and it was Jesus that was taking him away. The song leader then led the song, "What a friend we have in Jesus." Yes, my dear friends, today's reading introduces Jesus as a prophet and explains how prophets and other messengers from God inevitably suffer rejection. The reading also challenges to face rejection and hardships with prophetic courage. Jesus can do mighty works in his hometown because he receives no support from them. In fact, we see that his own people asking him questions about the knowledge he has acquired, about his parents, brothers, and sisters. Naturally, any person returning to his hometown after having achieved success elsewhere would be heart broken when he hears such remarks. We know well that for us to succeed and go about in our normal activities, we need the minimum support from others. Jesus goes about doing the mighty works elsewhere and does not give up his ministry on account of setbacks in one place. He moves in his life with his life and work. In the first reading, Prophet Ezekiel told that he will be sent to the Israelites, a stubborn people in constant rebellion against God. In the second reading, Paul speaks about his weakness. He has prayed over it, and the Lord has told him that his grace is sufficient for you. The liturgy of today dwells on the theme of the rebellion and the rejection. Rebellion and rejection go together, and one leads to other. The first reading from the book of Ezekiel clearly speaks about rebellion, while the gospel passage deals with rejection. Through the prophet Ezekiel, God reveals how the people of Israel are rebellious lot. One clear example of rejection happened at the beginning of the Israelites. This comes to us in the case of golden calf. The worship of this calf is seen as a clear. The rejection of God in favor of an image, they made the golden calf. At Mount Sinai, the people are impatient for the return of Moses, hesitate to construction of some gods they can worship. Aaron obliges the request by collecting the gold from the people and creating the molten calf. As a result of this action, the anger of God and Moses descend from the mountain to correct the situation. He destroyed the golden image and accuses Aaron of complicity in the apostasy and accusation. Aaron to sidestep and ask the son of Levi to kill those who participated in the apostasy. The Israelites asking for a king was another example of rejection. Israelites' request for a king displeased Samuel and prayed to God. God instructed to Samuel to obey the people, for they have not rejected you, but they have rejected me from being king over to them. God's words reveal that the primary problem was Israel, not Samuel. Israelites had been a rebellious people throughout the history, constantly rejecting God and serving the false god. This was seen with the golden calf in Exodus, the wilderness wandering in number, and the rebellious throughout the period of Judges. And now Israelites rejected God by revolting against the Samuel. Jesus too faces the rejection in his hometown. The rejection of Jesus by the family and friends also echoes the earlier rejection by religious authorities that concludes the first subjection of the gospel. The emphasis of the narrative is clearly on the rejection of Jesus the prophet, embodied in the first five questions and Jesus' answers. Prophetic figures are rarely respected and honored by those closest to them. Prophets are deeply rooted in a tradition, but they often must take stand against what they see as destructive development of the tradition. The prophets are also called to speak God's word for those who have no one to speak for them, and to take the side of the marginalized, as did the prophet of ancient Israel. So, my dear friends, those who feel called to be prophetic mission should not be surprised or shocked the rejection. The first reaction of the people in the synagogue to Jesus' words was one of the astonishment. They asked one another, "Where did this man get all this wisdom?" They knew him as a carpenter from the poor family. Jesus responded immediately, "No prophet is accepted in his native place." Those who accept the call of God and seek to follow him will face hardship, indifference, persecution, insult, and rejection. That is why the Gospel of John says, "He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and those who were his own did not receive him." Yes, my dear friends, very often our friends and families fail to listen to us and refuse to accept the words of grace. We are called by the baptism to be a prophet like Jesus, sharing the same mission of Jesus. As a prophet, our task is to tell the truth in love and oppose the evil. So, my dear friends, let us acknowledge and appreciate and encourage the prophets of our time who stand for truth and love with the wisdom of God in their heads and the power and love of the Holy Spirit in their hearts and the courage of God in their action. Amen.